Squadcast, a Tag Digital podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome back to the Tag Digital Squadcast with me, Steph, Senior Marketing Manager here at Tag Digital. And I am joined today by Nicola, Head of Growth at Tag Digital, and Laura, CEO of Tag Digital. So welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
It feels good to be back too, because I feel like I've not been here for a while. So this is fun. And today we are talking about Digitex, an event that we've hosted twice, once in New York and once in Dubai. And we've got some exciting news, which actually everyone probably already knows about, but we'll tell you more about it. So starting off though, before we chat more about Digitex, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. They're not quick fire, but to find out even more about you guys. So they're not that personal, don't worry. Okay, so we'll start with you, Nicola. If you could switch lives with someone for a day, who would it be and what would you do? Maybe quite a hard question. Do you want to know someone who comes to mind for me?
Yeah.
And this is just ridiculous because this isn't actually what my answer would be. But the only person I could think of this morning was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man isn't just real though.
Yeah, but that's just all I could think of. You see, you could switch lives with anyone.
Oh, so I could do fictional.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Fair enough. But what would you do?
What would I do? Magic. That's what I would do.
See, that's fun. Laura, what about you?
I would love to be Oprah for the day.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Laura always goes inspirational.
I just think she's amazing and I would love to see what her actual day looks like and what she reads and who she talks to and like what the level of conversation is like in her world. So yeah, I think she would.
And that's me wanting to be Spider-Man.
It's all totally valid. I mean, I'd probably like to do all of it, but yeah, I've only had one.
Harry Potter, Spider-Man and Oprah. Perfect. Okay. What advice would you give to your younger self? We'll start with you, Laura.
Oh, that's good. What advice? Just like, don't worry. Like, it's all fine in the end. It's always fine. And I think I still feel that now. So things will absolutely happen. But actually, it's always fine. And you learn from all the stuff that goes wrong. So yeah, just chill out a bit. It's all fine.
Yeah, I feel like if you worry too much, you end up not doing stuff.
Totally. Yeah.
And then that's rubbish. So, okay, next one, final one. What's a tech or innovation that you're excited to see in the next decade? Nicola, you love tech.
I do love tech. I think it's probably to see how powerful AI becomes in terms of like changing the way that we do our lives. I'm still waiting for this wardrobe that can dress me in the morning to be a thing.
In the next 10 years?
Yeah, I'm just like, wake up in the morning, it dresses you.
And it gives you completely new clothes every day.
Every day. And it like has your core items and it like switches and changes items. That's what I need in life.
Yeah, it's like Stitch Fix. Oh, that's like promo. But in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like it. Okay, cool. Laura, what would you say?
I think, yeah, I mean, obviously AI and large language models and all these things, but I think something I would love is like an automated manicure. So like the 5-minute manicure and you kind of put your hands in and then you get a little robot that does your hands. But it takes like 5 minutes because I love to get my nails done, but I never have any time to do anything.
I can't believe that's not a thing.
Yeah, it's not a thing. I have checked.
It might take away some jobs, that's the only thing. But
I know, but no, it's okay. We need people to manage the robots.
Yeah, maybe people could just hurry up as well.
You get like that to support your job so you can go a bit quicker. So.
Yeah, there's some people who get really good training to just be really fast at doing nails very well.
Yeah.
I feel like I back myself with that, actually. Like, I'm actually quite good at doing nails, which is ironic because I haven't got my nails done currently.
How quickly can you do them, though?
This could be a challenge that I'm willing to take on.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast.
Okay, enough about nails. We would like to now speak a little bit more about Digitex. So can you give us a sneak peek into the main theme of the event and what inspired us to create Digitex?
Yeah, for sure. So Digitex is a celebration of what's possible. So it really came out of an idea that we had going back, I guess, like 2 years now, when we just wanted to bring our clients together, really think about the future and innovation and all the things that we can now do. And that was something we were really excited about. And the idea has evolved, I would say, over our last two events. So we did Dubai and then we did New York and then we're coming to London, which will be the kind of culmination of all three, I think, and what we've learned along the way. So yeah, it's a moment to come together and to really get excited about technology and innovation and yeah, celebration of what's possible.
It kind of feels slightly strange going from starting in Dubai. How long ago does that feel? Starting
ages.
In Dubai, then going to New York and then coming back to London. Dubai was amazing. I remember just walking into the Inspiration Gallery in the UK Pavilion. It was very hot, actually.
Very hot.
I did arrive on my golf buggy, though, which...
VIP style.
Got the wind through my hair, and then I felt absolutely great after that. But yeah, it just seems kind of crazy that we've done those two events abroad, and then we're back to London. So it's very exciting that we're back to London, though.
Yeah, bringing it home.
Yeah, exactly. So who is the event specifically for? So you've touched upon this already, Laura. Who specifically, Nicola, do you want to kind of go into who we're wanting to see at the event
yeah.
and who it's beneficial for?
So our main audience that we want to like bring together really is like the event organisers, focusing in on more of like the marketing managers and directors, but also like the organisers themselves will benefit from it, as well as like the sales teams and things like that, just due to the discussions that we're going to be having around marketing innovation, obviously AI and how it's developing the industry, as well as just like some like bigger topics on some of our roundtables, which will be around like data acquisition and new registration platforms and things like that. So lots of different topics for all event organizers or even people within the event industry that can come and like contribute to the conversation.
I think feedback as well that we've had previously is that people want to see opportunities for engaging. So we've introduced the roundtable opportunities, there'll be Q&As with different speakers and things like that. So the audience is really going to have the chance to be involved and get their questions that they've been meaning to ask for so long out there, so that we can really answer all of those questions that they've got. So you've obviously touched upon it there as well, Nicola. What kind of speakers can the attendees expect, Laura? And what else will the attendees learn at Digitex? Yeah.
So we've worked hard to curate a speaker lineup based on feedback that we've had before, based on what we're hearing from our clients and who they would really like to get time with. So we have speakers confirmed from TikTok, and that is going to be looking more at the B2B side, which I know is definitely a challenge for some of our clients who are maybe, you know, feel some of the content is more consumer-led. We have a really exciting Googler panel. So we have some senior people from Google talking all about measurement, kind of brand creative and how to make that high impact. So we did similar in New York and it was really well received. So quite an intimate conversation with leaders from Google that you wouldn't necessarily get in your day-to-day. We also have Dr. Stephanie Hare, who's talking about really navigating AI, the ethics of it, how do you kind of bring it into your workflows in a way that actually is still protecting your customers' data, and all of these topics that we know are top of mind. And of course, we will have Nicola from our team there, and she'll do a presentation around your event marketing playbook for 24 we'll be going into, which it really kind of sums up the whole day. And the main thing is that people come away and they get this really inspirational content that actually they know how to go and apply it to their marketing strategies, how to work better with their agencies. And that's the feedback that we're looking for. So it's a short, sharp day and we absolutely jam pack it with content. And then yeah, a ton of round tables around our kind of top 10 key topics. So yeah, really, really delighted with the speakers and the content we've got coming up.
It's worth mentioning as well that the sessions are going to be like you say, short, sharp, digestible pieces of content, because as we all know, we go to these events and if a speaker session is, to be honest, any longer than 40 minutes, no one's concentration lasts that long, unfortunately. So we want people to, you know, the day to be easy for people to digest and enjoy and feel that they can learn something, engage and network with different experts in the industry as well. Okay, so what other topics as well can we expect within the breakout sessions, the roundtables? Have they been confirmed yet?
Well, some of them have been confirmed, but you know, everything's open for change. But mainly the main topics we'll be focusing around, though obviously people want to be able to deep dive into more generative AI. It's such a huge topic now, so of course we have to make a roundtable about it. Other things will be about like creative best practice. There'll be one that will probably be focusing around like analytics and your data acquisition, which is again with all of J4 coming out, is a very important topic that a lot of people still don't fully understand. Also looking into, we'll have like event tech platforms there as well, so looking into like registration strategies, community building as well, lots of these different topics for us to discuss, which the roundtable gives you that opportunity to have more one-on-one time with like the experts that will be there to discuss these topics. So yeah, it will be really collaborative, energetic. Yeah, we're looking forward to this. Will be the first time we're putting roundtables into Digitech, so we're excited to see how it will turn out.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it. And also, it's probably worth me mentioning where we're hosting this event,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it helps.
So we're hosting the event at 26 Leake Street. And so that's the Arches by Waterloo Station. So actually, I'm probably most excited about this event because, I mean, I suppose it's actually, being totally honest, probably been the biggest challenge so far, interestingly, even though it's in London. And I've been to the venue, the other two venues I hadn't actually visited before we hosted the events there. But it's a blank canvas and it's, we can make it our own, and it's a really exciting venue. So it's not kind of your classic hotel conference room.
Yeah.
That's what I really did not want. And that just wouldn't tie in with the Digitech theme. So we've it's a challenge for us, but it's going to be really exciting and it's going to be a very cool venue and something that you won't want to miss. So the digital landscape, marketing landscape, is ever changing. So how will Digitech address the latest trends and innovations in the industry then?
So I think we will, first of all, we're listening to what our customers are actually looking for, because I think there's some trends that aren't necessarily relevant. And we will look at who's there and the audience, and then kind of make sure that we're filtering the content that is actually going to be useful for them. So I think bringing in the key platforms who are absolutely first in the industry to get all of this information, and they're helping us distill those trends into something that is useful, the stuff that our clients are also asking for. So things like what video content is right for B2B marketing, whether that's for events or whether that's for communities, getting that information from TikTok themselves, who have access to all the data and all the analytics, is your kind of number one source of how to make that really effective. So I think going right to the top of the tree and taking those really senior leaders and bringing them into our audience is the way that we're going to be able to get really, really useful content. And same with Google, we've got people speaking with over 20 years experience. So they've kind of been through many iterations, lots of different product launches and betas, and they're coming out with a huge amount of experience and information, looking at all the stuff that's top of mind again for our clients. So measurement, making sure that your measurement strategy is properly in place. And again, creative, what is it, 82% of all video, of all internet traffic is video. So we'll also have the video element from YouTube and Google as well as TikTok, which I think our clients are really looking for.
Yeah, and it's really important what you said there about we've basically used key questions from our clients that we get asked all the time to help curate the content. It's not like we're just deciding what we want to talk about. It's stuff that we know our clients are talking about, the industry's talking about. So it's going to be really useful content, and our attendees are going to come away with key actionable insights. So with so many events out there, as we know, what sets Digitech apart and makes it a must attend.
I think it's like the intimacy of it. There's so many large B2B events that are for event organizers out there to bring them together, but the difference with Digitex is how intimate it is. Also, like we've spoken about, how focused the speaker sessions will be towards the events industry, but also technology that the events industry needs to learn about and wants to learn about as well. And it's the one opportunity where really we bring together event organizers within the region to all like collaborate, network. Obviously, there's so many event companies out there and there's not that many opportunities to bring people together in like a small space for an afternoon that has like different elements of networking. Obviously, we've got our networking drinks in the evening, just allowing the community to come together and actually talk about what are the pain points within this community and also what's working, what we're all looking forward to, how to inspire each other. And it's like a different concept than like a large like B2B exhibition, and that's what makes it different.
We had the discussion as to whether to increase the number of attendees at the event at one point, and actually I'm really pleased that at this point we haven't, because I mean, quality over quantity. We really want the content to be very useful for our attendees. We will have around 100-120 guests there, so I think that's what's most important for us really, than having thousands of attendees. But
yeah, because we have the capability of expanding this out to like entire like the marketing industry like within the region, but we know our knowledge is within the events industry, so that's where we want to keep it, and having these intimate sessions is what's so important as well.
Cool. And so what would you say that you're most excited about, Laura, for Digitex?
I think I'm excited for the Googler panel. I think we got a lot out of that in terms of vulnerability and storytelling, and that is what I think can leave a real lasting impact on the people that are there, because you remember that better, and then I think that gives you a higher chance that you're going to implement some of the strategies that you learn. So yeah, really excited to hear all of those stories.
Cool. Nicola, what would you say?
I would say the round tables. I'm excited to see how it plays out and everyone's interaction level on the round tables. And I think it, just to see like that discussion level like happen like in front of our eyes and everyone just networking and communicating, I think it will create like a really good buzz within the events industry. And of course, we're finally bringing it back to London. We've got a lot of clients here in the UK who have been excited to see us do it in Dubai and New York, but obviously now want their own taste of the pie. So yeah, we're bringing it to them.
We've been teasing all of our UK clients, but here you have it. See us on the 23rd of November at 26 Leek Street. That's a little bit of a tongue twister right there. Hopefully people get the date right, 23rd of November.
Yeah.
So I would say that I'm most excited about, if you're going to ask me, I would say I'm most excited about a couple of things, actually. I think I'm really excited for the AI session with Stephanie Hare. We've already had great conversations with her around the topics that she'll potentially be talking about. We're kind of leaving it up till pretty last minute so that everything's very new and up to date. So she knows a lot about the industry, and I'm also very excited about seeing everyone in London. It's really nice. I don't really get the opportunity to meet up with all our clients and contacts in London, so very often anyway. So it's always nice to meet them at our own event. So looking forward to that. So I will see you all on the 23rd of November, 26 Leek Street. Tongue twister. So thank you very much for joining us to chat about Digitex today, Laura and Nicola.
Yeah, registration's open now.
They are open now, so head over to our socials, our website. It'll be all over the place. So see you all there.
Thanks.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast. Listen to the Squadcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.